fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and I'm still giggling. I've got Isabel Warrington in the studio with me today, and it's going to be one of those shows. So fasten your seatbelts. So there's a lot of laughter and a lot of really, really upbeat music. Izzy, thanks for joining me. And but your first song,
yes.
Silly Love Songs.
Yes!
Paul McCartney actually looks very handsome in this video.
Yes, he does. Ah. Actually, I had a huge crush on Paul McCartney when I was a kid. Well, I chose that song because it brings back the memory of the first time I ever went abroad.
Okay.
And that was to London. I was 7 years old. And it was, to me, the most fascinating place on earth, you know. It's funny because when I hear that song, it brings everything back just crystal clear, like I'm actually there. You know how, you know, when you're a child, your memory absorbs things in the most amazing way. And they, at least to me, they remain alive, like I can actually touch them. I even start to remember the smells of London, you know, the underground and crisps, because those were the days when the crisps, were really bad. So we had all these wonderful different flavors of crisps and chocolates and all these wonderful things. And as a kid, obviously, those things are really important to you.
The best things,
Yes. So, that's why I chose the song.
This was that not the year of the drought in London? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
At all?
It was August and it was boiling hot in London. Yeah. And I remember people swimming in Trafalgar Square, well, bathing or whatever in Trafalgar Square. And I remember hippies and bell bottoms and platforms and that horrible hairstyle.
I'm sort of glad, although I like bits of those times, I'm glad that I was too young to actually partake.
Yes, the fashion was absolutely awful. Mm. But, you know, people look terrible, like they just walked out of a skiff. But it, to me, it was just totally fascinating.
But like we said, Paul McCartney looked good.
Yes, he looked good. Yes. I don't know. Maybe because he was an ex-Beatle. I don't know.
But it's a good...
He was just a good-looking guy, I guess.
And a good, cheesy, upbeat song.
Absolutely.
To start off the show. So
absolutely.
This is Silly Love
Bring
Songs.
Bring it on.
By Wings. Now, your next song, Diana Ross's Chain Reaction, I remember seeing this on, what was it, Top of the Pops?
Probably, because I think this was early 80s. It must have been early 80s, because that was another big turning point in my life. It was, I think it must have been about, it was a hit in 86, I think. No,
82, 83, 86, something
like this.
Yeah. We'll have to look it up, yeah.
Yes, but it was a turning point in my life because I had just left school and I had absolutely no idea what to do with myself. But I was dragged to dance classes by a friend of mine, jazz dance classes, and it just kind of was like an epiphany. It was a new chapter in my life that, you know, I always think my adult life started there, you know, because I loved dancing. I still love dancing. And that song was, even the lyrics of the song, you know, it was just like really, it reminds me of that time.
And it was a Kickstarter.
Yes.
So we're going to listen to that. No high kicking. Okay, sit still.
I've done my stretches this morning.
Can you teach me? I made sauerkraut yesterday. I've really hurt my back. So while this is playing, you can do something. Yeah, we'll do that.
Some deep heat and stretch, yes.
Something
Now, the next song I'm going to need you to introduce because my Maltese pronunciation might not cut it.
So the next one is Lahar Bidwif with Elasel. It's by New Quarry. So that Maltese band actually was a really good band of the 70s, I think, mostly. I don't know if they were still around in the 80s. I'm not sure. But that song, actually, it's really, it strikes a chord. And it also, it almost makes me want to cry, to be honest, because it reminds me of Witalasel, which is a place that I absolutely love. And I remember it well before it became what it is today, which is a quarry, a massive quarry, and surrounded by really ugly houses, I'm sorry to say, you know.
And, yeah, we've wrecked it.
And, oh, my God, it's just, it's heartrending because I remember it really, really vividly, that place, you know. And I remember when they started to quarry it, in the 80s, in the early 80s, and when the houses started to mushroom up, and basically they just ruined it. So
we didn't learn, we carried on.
Yes, it's a really beautiful song.
What does the song actually mean? What does the title mean?
Well, it means The Last Farmer in Witalasel.
Ah, okay, because the video is beautiful, actually.
Yes, it is, which is, it's the Valley of Mostar. Mm. Mostar overlooks the valley.
Uh-huh.
And when I was a child, that valley was completely unspoiled. And it's also, it has a lot to do with the loss of, you know, Maltese countryside and stuff.
And those traditions that you just kind of...
Yes,
yeah.
You know, which were something I was lucky enough to have witnessed all throughout my childhood, you know.
I'm just glad now for the hipster movement, you know, the 30-somethings are kind of getting back into natural farming and natural crafts and things. So hopefully there'll be some salvage because don't want to live in these tower blocks.
Exactly. And even I think there was a revival of this song recently by I think the Big Band Brothers. I think I heard them, yes, because they revived Shemsh, which I believe is of the New Quarry. I might be mistaken, but as far as I know, it was the same band. And it's nice to see that they are reviving these sort of semi-folklore songs.
That's
you know?
It. And these traditions, I think it's important because when you travel, when people come to Malta, you want them to take a piece of Malta.
Yes.
Like when you're in London, you have your specific memory. If you, everywhere you go looks the same, tastes the same, smells the same, you haven't travelled, you might as well stay at home and not have to go through the nightmare of flying.
Absolutely.
Frankly.
Yes.
So anyway, you tell me the name of the song again.
Lahar Bidwif with Elasel.
Thank you. We're going to listen to that.
Spitchaw lulif Yachtmu fliblif Lahar bidwi Weti lasel Oye Inzlu fweti lasel Daw kiljran etzbir Jisal passiġġati Iġu għal mistri Taba stinga Bis riservat Għal-snite Għal-kli Tal-kacċatur Zmin il-gami Warall-mokri Naħdem Fiskiet Lahar bidwi Weti lasel Oye Albe buxje u fjuri Satar minġol blad Inzlu weti lasel Iġu nar taħad Thank you. ușeu fiurii, s-a dar minciol blai. Inți nu puete la sel, ici un artahar. Chien stagiun șoc, chien batal frot, oarte pichi și preț, ca-n la harighem, conftita iem, maral mohrim, nahtem fiskit, la harbitvi, veti lasel uiem.
Now the next one I don't need any help with. This is really good fun. This is Phyllis Puke, the new vaudeville band. Now there had to be something like this on your playlist,
of course.
And I love vaudeville. It's just kind of, and I could just see you, like, you know, in a top hat, high kicking, and singing your head off to this while you're making breakfast. Yeah,
absolutely, yeah? Absolutely.
But why this one particularly?
Well, because it was. So I was quite a weird kid, right?
And
I know you're not surprised. I know, but I was quite a weird kid and an even weirder teenager. And so I'm the youngest from five children.
There's more of you?
Right? Yes. Oh. Yes, but everybody else is
quiet.
Sane. Mm. And so whenever everybody would leave the house and I was left to my own devices, I would actually rummage through my father's old records. And one time I came across this one, which was absolutely fascinating, right? So obviously my elder siblings were all into rock, you know, 70s rock at the time. So I was this weird kid, sort of, who listened to 60s music and loved it. And so I came across this new vaudeville band. And it was all in the style of the 1920s, you know. Mm-hmm. It was a 60s band that kind of revived the 20s. And I thought this song was absolutely hilarious, you know. And I used to just love playing it. And I would play it over and over and over again. And this was at the beginning of the album. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it was, I just kept repeating it. I just loved
this
it.
This is on vinyl, obviously.
Yes, so on vinyl, you
know. And to lift up the yes. stylus and to drop it down.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And so your neighbours really liked you?
Well, we didn't have a lot of neighbours, thankfully,
those days,
at
uh-huh.
the time. No, so we could play it nice and loud. And mm-hmm. it was absolutely fine. No, there was nobody to hear.
And were you doing the old jazz hands and the thing?
Yes, before I even knew what jazz hands were or tap, you know. I used to always attempt it sort uh-huh. of thing in front of the mirror. Obviously, the minute I heard the garage door close, I would quickly put everything away and, you know,
back
pretend,
to normal. Yes, yeah, everything back in the dresser
again,
box.
Yes.
But this is one of those things I'm hoping also gets revived because, you know, we're sort of a century after the Roaring Twenties. And I'm just waiting because I've been watching all these TV series, you know, High Seas
yes.
and The Cable Girls, and I want all those clothes, all that music.
Oh my God.
You know, Josephine Baker,
wonderful.
All of this kind of stuff. I want it to all come back. So
wonderful.
We need to start a movement.
Yes.
So we're going to play this song, Phyllis Puke, just to make everybody giggle and make us think we're in the 1920s.
I'm looking for a girl to share my early morning tea. A scintillating girl who come along and baby me. She's got to be a girl who's a part of bread, who'll bring me my cocoa when it's time for bed and entertain the Duchess and Duke. And that reminds me, whatever happened to Phyllis Puke? They call me Dashing Dennis with a gleaming white smile. And when I'm out playing tennis with Lord or Lady Delight, I wish I had a cutie off my Betty Leon to pour me out a quart of lemon when I get home and fix the dinner with the cook. And that reminds me, whatever happened to Phyllis Puke? Phyllis Puke. see the parson to ask his advice. I said, I'm looking for a darling who's got to be awfully nice. For I'm a gay young bachelor of 33, and everybody in the village talks about me and gives me peculiar looks. And that reminds me, whatever happened to Phyllis Puke? Whatever did happen to Phyllis Puke?
Now, Elvis Presley. I think you're the first person to have Elvis Presley on their playlist.
Ah, yes?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I love Elvis Presley.
Ah.
Love it. So this is another little anecdote from my childhood as well. So my father had this this car that we would go out with. It was his work car. And it was an old Alfa Romeo. And it had, for us, was a big luxury, a cassette player in the car. And you know, you remember those really big cassettes?
Yes, yes.
It was one of those, right? And on Sunday morning, very often, we would go to the Monty. It was the big outing, you know, it was the big Sunday morning outing. And my father also loved music, and he loves quite a variety of music as well. And so there was this one cassette in the car, which was Elvis Presley. So we would play it full blast in the car. We'd all pack into the car and we'd sing, you know, like to our heart's content.
And Hound Dog.
Yes.
Particularly, or just that you just
well,
all
no,
love
it's
this
just one of the ones because I tend to like upbeat music. You know?
Really?
Yes.
Gosh.
Because I'm too much of an emotional person. If I listen to something sad, it just drags me down.
Okay,
so I can't, you know. So I much prefer upbeat music, and Hound Dog is one of them.
I just love the video to this as well.
Yes.
I wonder if you'd call it a video in those days. But anyway.
I guess, yeah. Well, whatever. I don't know if they were made in the 50s.
But do you remember him? He was on the show, and he was wearing the black suit, and they put a dog on the stool next to him.
Okay, no,
yeah,
I didn't think I've seen this one.
And he was super, super, super annoyed about having to do this, but they wouldn't let him dance or something on this show, so they made him sing to a dog, and he was really, really angry. But the song itself is quite cheery.
Yes.
And it's Elvis Presley.
Yes.
Let's have a listen.
Absolutely.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, the crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
You ain't no friend of mine.
Now, this next one sort of needs no introduction, although this is going to sound really stupid. I didn't think this was actually a song, if you know what I mean. But The Stripper by David Rose, you know, it just you just don't think of it as being something that was actually released. And this is, everybody will know this, da-na-da-na. You know, it's actually a track.
Yes, absolutely. No. Again, the first time I heard it was one of my father's.
Is this your father?
Yes.
Should I ask any more about this or... you know.
This was before I was born. He bought it.
There's five of you. There's five of you.
Exactly. 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 We need say no more. Uh-huh. But I just absolutely love this piece of music because, again, it's just so sassy and, you know, like it just, I mean, it's just music to strip to.
Yes.
And so you just can't.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah.
You can't do anything else with this music.
And you can't. It's one of those songs I think anybody in there, if they were honest with themselves, if it comes on and you're walking, you still, da-na, da-na, you're going to have to do something. You can't just walk normally and ignore this song.
No, you can't. You just cannot. It's impossible. And then we had actually used this for play we had done. Uh-huh. Well, it was a series of sketches for play.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I think, the third edition of for play that we had done. And it was the opening number.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a mock striptease to this music. So it brings back that memory
as well.
Yes.
But no, really, really great to hear. And I wish we have cameras all over Malta to watch everybody listening to this, The Stripper by David Rose. Gaynor, mm-hmm. I am what I am. I can actually hear you singing this at
absolutely.
The top of your voice.
Absolutely. And this... and I sing it to full volume uh-huh. whenever... Well, my friends and I like to charter a yacht every now and then. And this is always... So we always have the same skipper.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really patient with us because by the end of it, we're all a little bit...
squishy.
Cheerful, yes. Mm-hmm. So this is always the anthem that we sing on the way back because it's just one of those, you know, anthems
yeah.
that you just belt out, whether you're in tune or not. It doesn't really matter. You don't care by that point, you know. And you're just like, oh, my God, I am what I am. I mean, it just says it
and
all.
And what like. I am needs no excuses
absolutely.
Is the best bit.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And it's absolutely true. It should be
yes.
more of an anthem. We should
I think
more
everybody,
of this
stuff. Yes, should feel that way.
I'm gonna put it on my fridge.
Totally.
There you go. So just as I'm reaching for, you know, another Coca-Cola. You know, I'm sorry, dentist. I am what I am. I am a junk food addict. Well, let's play that while we get over the giggles.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise, I don't want pity.
ABBA. Now, you were in Mamma Mia.
Yes.
Yes. Is that why you have ABBA memories, or is just ABBA one of those things you grew up with?
Well, yes, ABBA obviously was one of those things you grew up with. It was another one of the things I had to keep in the closet because my brothers and sisters absolutely hated ABBA. It was
they were too cool, were they?
Yeah. You know, they were too naff, ABBA. So, but I mean, how can you not like ABBA? Oh. It's just the cheesiest and, you know, all the catchy tunes in the world, and it's absolutely wonderful. But to be honest, when I did Mamma Mia, I actually got more respect for ABBA because everybody thinks it's all this singy-songy music, but it's actually quite complex music to learn because there's a lot of different melodies within one song. So it's not really that easy. And I mean, I think they were one of the most successful bands in the world because they produced so much music. They were quite, in the sense, yes, okay, they always had more or less the same kind of style of music, but they, you know, every song kind of tells its own story, and it's actually really pleasant to listen to, whatever age you are, even if you don't want to admit it, but I think everybody likes it.
And all their lively stuff, actually, they're all stories, they actually have really good lyrics, there's nothing that, it's not just rubbish pop that...
Exactly, you know.
If you listen to them, some of them are actually quite sad.
Yes.
It's quite, and you don't realise because you're on the dance floor sort of, you
that's
know,
it,
shaking
yes.
jingly bits. But it actually, some of them are actually quite sad when you listen to them.
So,
but this one, Waterloo, was their Eurovision?
Yes, it was actually.
Yeah, that was the one that they'd won with and became famous from, I think. But this one particular...
Well, I like it. I mean, I love, you know, I mean, the lyrics are really idiotic, but... but who cares about lyrics anyway? But, you know, the melody is so much fun. And it was actually the last song in Mamma Mia. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've done it. Okay. You've done another show and it's gone well. So it was just like, you've got the whole audience in front of you. Everybody is just like clapping and happy and standing up, you know, and dancing to this song. We had so much fun doing the show that it was like, oh my God, bring it on. You know, please add more shows, you know. So it was just an absolutely feel good memory, you know, of all time.
Sort of do it even if there's no audience.
Totally.
Kind of.
Totally.
Are there any other shows like that that you loved because of the music?
Well, yes, there are. I mean, I think all the musicals I've done, I really love the music. Mm. I think, to be honest, I mean, I love to sing, but I'm not necessarily brilliant at it, far from it. But I think once you kind of feel comfortable with a song and you kind of conquer it in the sense that, you know, you can sing it, you've learned how to sing it and you've learned how to sing it well and also perform it, you kind of bond with it and you start to fall in love with it, you know. And so all the musicals that I've done, I absolutely love listening to the music as well, even more so because I
you have a connection with
I have
it
a connection
more.
With it, you know, and it always sparks fantastic memories.
Oh, that's a good one. So we're going to listen to Waterloo by ABBA.
Why you? I was defeated, you are the Lord.
this track, I had to look up. Thank you for the link, because I had no idea about this one. Welcome to Saint-Tropez.
Yes.
And again, I can actually see you dancing or exercising or something to this. It's like serious high octane.
Yes.
Very, very Izzy. Where did you find this one?
Okay, so the first time I heard this song was actually in a dance class a couple of years ago. Yes. So I dragged a friend of mine to ballroom dancing.
Oh.
Yes, because it's something I absolutely love, but it's very difficult to find a partner who is kind of on the same level as me. And
same height as well sometimes, don't you find?
Yes, I suppose. but it's more to find a guy who wants to dance ballroom, you know, is quite an
national
achievement.
Plea, national
yes,
plea,
yeah. Absolutely. Please, please. So, yes, yeah, so we learned the cha-cha-cha. That was one of the dances that we learned. And they always used to play this song, Welcome to Saint-Tropez, with to the cha-cha-cha, believe it or not.
Wow.
I know, but it's just perfect for it. And yes, and I mean, for me, the combination of music and dance is just like heaven. If there is a heaven and I go to heaven, that is how so I want to spend the rest of eternity, singing and dancing to music I like.
Uh-huh.
And that's it, you know, complete.
You're going to cha-cha-cha your way there.
Absolutely.
To Welcome to Saint-Tropez.
Yes.
I'm now going to have to try this when I get home.
Yes, you
go
must.
Go around my kitchen.
Yes,
doing,
you
doing
must.
Because when I saw it this morning, I was like, oh my goodness, how's that going to play out on Campus FM? Remember where you are, you know.
And it's also a fun one, you know, it's just a party.
Yes,
too,
no, very, like, very lively.
Love it, love it, love it. It's a good one when you're stressed in the studio, you know, I just get up and just like
dance,
put
dance,
it on
dance,
full blast. Yes.
Excellent. Well, we'll try that now.
Welcome to Saint-Tropez. The jet, I gotta stay high up like a la la la. Ain't nothing here that my money can't buy. Dolce, Gucci, and Louis V. Yeah, so big I could live in the sea. You for real? You can't see me. In these zero frames, the whole world changed. Mad bitches, so much fraud. Feeling like when I wanna fuck them all. Get mad brain in my very fast car. Ferrari V12, Maranello on my arm. Ladies can't resist the charm. Haters, kiss the ring of the dawn. And we do this all day. Welcome to Saint-Tropez. We make money we spending. Get mad honey, swimming in women. Imported linen, Egyptian cotton. The party just started, the party ain't stopping. Keep shit popping these bottles. Haters keep hating, fucking these models. So much money like we own the lotto. Pull up to a club in the white Moselago. It don't make dollars, it don't make sense. It don't make you rich, it don't mean shit. We the shit, I mean how much better can it get? Harleys, Maseratis, Gelatos. We make too much dough, and we spend it all day. Welcome to Saint-Tropez.
The last song on your list, you see, I find quite sad. Bobby from the musical company. I don't know why, I feel a bit in tune with the guy. And what's it for you?
Well, Company was one of my favourite musicals, actually. It's not an easy musical and not very well known, at least not in Malta. It's about this guy, Bobby, who is sort of trying to find himself in a way, can't decide whether he wants to be in a relationship or not. And he, you know, so it takes you through a series of little anecdotes, basically, in his life, all centered around this person. So we did this. I can't remember which year. I think it was something like 2003, I think. And Stephen Sondheim, the composer, is not an easy. It's not easy on the ear, and it's not an easy score to learn. Mm. So that was a big achievement for me to manage to sing Sondheim. But even as a production, it was of a very good standard as well. But there's actually a funny story to this, because I actually had to sing the first line in mm-hmm. the song, which was Bobby, right? Uh-huh. So this was the opening number of the show. And so there were all the actors on stage. We were in a freeze, right? And I always, so Rosetta De Battista was the conductor. And she used to give me a visual cue, which she didn't do it deliberately, but I took it as a visual cue when to start, because the music was very similar at the beginning. And so my visual cue, now please note, my eyesight is not very good, but my visual cue were her eyebrows,
okay,
which are very expressive. So when I, when it was my time to open my mouth, her eyebrows would go up,
okay,
right, on her forehead. Now, either her eyebrows went up a bit too early this time round, or I didn't see properly, but I got a bit overconfident and I just went bah! And halfway through Bobby I realized that I had made a mistake and it was too early, so I just sang bah! And everybody, obviously all the actors, knew I was wrong. And I just stayed in the freeze, and everybody, we were up on this kind of balcony, so I could actually feel the railings shaking because everybody was laughing.
So you should, you didn't just go but Bobby.
No,
and get into
I was just hoping the audience might have thought, oh, okay, maybe that was meant to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. So how did it go from there then? Did you manage to get it out
so
on
then
time?
I realized that, you know, I realized soon enough that I was wrong, you know, and then anyway, then I managed to get back on track, uh-huh, sort of thing, just in time, because it's a split second that you have, yeah, with live theatre, you know, but at least we managed.
So are there any other of those, like, funny theatre stories you can tell us now that they've
Well,
passed?
There are plenty of funny theatre stories. Ooh, let me try and think of one. This always happens to me when I put on the spot. When I need to, I always forget. But, I mean, there are loads of them. But it'll come to me.
It'll come to you after.
Yes.
Well, let's have a listen to Bobby, how it should have been done.
Yes.
The Stephen Sondheim Musical Company.
Bobby.
Bobby, baby.
Bobby, baby.
Robbie.
Robert, darling.
Bobby.
Angel, will you do me a favor?
Bobby, baby.
Name is Sarah.
Bob. Listen, pal, I need Robert. Your opinion.
Bobby, love.
Try me, Peter.
Bobby, there's a problem. Bobby. I need your advice.
Amy, can I call
coming
you back tomorrow?
Busy the kids
once or twice.
What's happened to you, Bobby? Bobby,
where have you been?
Stop by.
Oh,
So thank you so much for joining us, Izzy. It's Isabel Warrington on this week's Musical Memories. I knew it would be a giggle. So now we'll see how much talk time there actually was in this programme. But thanks again. We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.